Hello again. Each of us has an American story, whether it begins with ourselves or our family. Mine begins when a man named John Cullen left his Irish homeland by ship and after a long pilgrimage voyage landed on Ellis Island at the turn of the 20th century. As our family history has it, John lived for a few years in East Orange, New Jersey. But then, due to family needs back in Donegal, Ireland, he had to return home. This was the first chapter of our American story. The second chapter occurred 30 years later, when John Cullen's 17-year-old daughter, a young lassie named Sarah, like her father before her, made a long pilgrimage voyage from Ireland. Only she arrived in Philadelphia, where she met another Irish pilgrim named Frank Gillespie. And as they say, the rest is history. And so began the next chapter of our family's pilgrim story in America. There are countless other American pilgrim stories, then and in the present. Do you know yours? Like any good narrative, our national and personal story of Thanksgiving has a series of chapters that move the story forward. This year's Thanksgiving chapter, given the COVID restrictions, will be quite different. For many of us, our stories will be tinged with sadness for not being able to gather together, and there will be moments of grief and sorrow for the loved ones who have died since last Thanksgiving, some due to the COVID virus. Yes, for the vast majority of Americans, there will be many empty chairs and empty tables at Thanksgiving dinner. But might our experiences on Thanksgiving Day 2020 provide both a sense of gratitude and hope? If so, where might we find such consolations? Suppose we turn a bit to the past and recognizing reasons for gratitude, then bring the past forward into a sense of hope. Let's begin by considering the story of those first Catholic pilgrims to what we now know as the state of Maryland. On the wall of our McKenna Center, there is a timeline which begins with the year 1633. It lists the dates that shaped the first chapter of our parish's story, noting that on November 22, 1633, that is 387 years ago, two ships named the Ark and the Dove set out from England on their way to the new colony known as Maryland. 4 months later, at St. Clement's Island, March 25th, the Feast of the Annunciation, these first Catholic pilgrims gave thanks for their successful journey by sharing a mass offered by a fellow pilgrim, Jesuit Father Andrew White. Some years later, Father White told the stories, sometimes harrowing and often heroic, of these first Catholic pilgrims' adventures. In so doing, he provided future generations, such as ourselves, some idea of the ordeals that brought them to these virgin territories. In one passage after another, Father White noted how the Ark, the main ship, avoided pirates, Spanish and Turkish enemies, and endured treacherous storms. Then, in one poignant passage, he tells about the first Catholic Mass in what would later become the state of Maryland. Quote, "On the day of the Annunciation of the Most Holy Virgin Mary, we celebrated Mass for the first time on this island. This had never been done before in this region of the world. When Mass was over, we took an enormous cross, which we had hewn out of a tree, on our shoulders, proceeded in rank to a designated place, and, with the help of the governor, his associates, and the remaining Catholics, erected a monument to Christ, our Savior, while he humbly recited the litany of the Holy Cross on bended knee with much emotion." And so began the first chapter of Catholics in our region. And it is from these Catholics that 160 years later that the parish of Holy Trinity was formed by the descendants of these first Catholics. Of course, we tend to associate Thanksgiving Day with the Puritans, who were the first pilgrims who arrived at Plymouth Rock in 1620. As the various chapters to our national Thanksgiving stories go, subsequent to the pilgrims' arrival and settlement, there were various times of celebration at harvest time, which on occasion included Native Americans. In Then in the 18th century, as our nation came into being, there were Thanksgiving proclamations, first by the Continental Congress in 1777 during the Revolutionary War, and then by George Washington in 1789. But the proclamation that most defined the feast we celebrate today was the one made by Abraham Lincoln in 1863. You know, I find new meaning to Lincoln's words by proclaiming the need for a national day of Thanksgiving by adding the word pandemic and considering the words, quote, civil strife, unquote, not in terms of a civil war, but in terms of the recent struggles our nation has had politically and civilly. Folks, I invite you to consider the final sentence of Lincoln's Thanksgiving Proclamation as if he were delivering today using these inserts. Quote, "And I recommend to them that while offering up the ascriptions justly due to him for such singular deliverances and blessings, they do also with humble penitence for our national perverseness and disobedience commend to his tender care all those who have become widows, orphans, mourners, or sufferers in the pandemic and lamentable civil strife in which we are unavoidably engaged, and fervently implore the interposition of the Almighty hand to heal the wounds of the nation and to restore it as soon as may be consistent with the divine purposes to the full enjoyment of peace, harmony, tranquility, and union." Unquote. Friends, our Thanksgiving Day as a national holiday, with its long history of pilgrims and proclamations, offers the opportunity to consider ourselves to be united in a shared identity as pilgrims, whether as Americans or as Roman Catholics. You see, one of the highlights of the Second Vatican Council and subsequently was to consider our community of faith as a pilgrim people. In so many words, we are journeyers with Christ together. So often St. Paul in his journeys and his letters, such as today's letter to the Corinthians, Paul is forming a community based on a sense of gratitude and hope. And so I find that during this current COVID crisis, a sense of a common national and spiritual pilgrimage to be helpful and hopeful, leading me to ask the question, what if we were to see ourselves as on a voyage, a pilgrimage together? It is as if we are like the first pilgrims and subsequent countless immigrants who followed a long and difficult voyage towards a new land. Full of hope, they left their homelands. Full of gratitude, they landed. And filled with grace, they struggled together to form their communities of faith and to shape our nation's government to be founded upon and develop further the values of liberty and justice for all. Friends, suppose we imagine ourselves the past 8 months and the forthcoming weeks and months as pilgrims on a long voyage, believing, coping, and hoping together as a pilgrim people, preparing to land on a new way of living together as the American people, as the people of God. Whether much might such a shared pilgrimage image provide a presence amidst the absence of family and friends this Thanksgiving, and might such an image help us hope that this time next year, we will be able to look back with a deeper sense of gratitude for the gifts that our nation provides, for the graces which our providential God blesses. Happy Thanksgiving.